When people began attending funerals here, many had the exact same reaction. They mentioned that when they passed, they wanted a funeral just like the one they saw. What resulted is a business with deep ties to the mission these men serve. The story is this edition of the American Countryside. Sled dogs, musk ox, and the largest vegetables on the planet. It's just a few of the things you'll see on our American Countryside adventure to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll ride the Alaska Railroad, sail the Kenai Fords, tour Denali National Park, and see Alaska sea life. We'll also experience Alaskan agriculture and tour the Alaska State Fair. It's an amazing trip, and I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Or find our ad at AmericanCountryside.com.
Shoot, we forgot the car seat.
Ah, no worries. Just put little Billy in the front seat.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month, nearly 14,000 a year. And one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
The monks at New Mellery Abbey, just outside of Dubuque, own 1,200 acres of surrounding timberland. Besides their devotion to Christ, they are perhaps best known for how they decided to use that natural resource.
Many times when people hear for a funeral of a monk, they say, oh, it was so simple. I'd like to be buried that way. I don't like a big fancy funeral and a big expensive casket. I'd love to have a pine box. So we started doing that. And we started out just making simple wooden caskets.
Father Brendan Freeman is the abbot at New Mellery Abbey in Piasta, Iowa.
They found out that people wanted something a little more fancy, and we have walnut on our property and red oak. So we started making walnut and red oak caskets. We can't keep up with the wood demand now, so we only use about 50% of the wood comes from our forest. The rest we have to buy.
They make about 30 caskets per week, and nearly half are made from walnut. Their work fits their mission here.
We die, it's not the end of our life. We believe there's an afterlife and a heaven. So preparing someone's funeral and preparing the casket they're laid out in is very fitting for us.
It's not just a commercial enterprise. It has a religious aspect that draws customers to find New Mellery.
It takes a special effort to get a Trappist casket because you don't just go to the mortuary and pick out a casket. So you got to make a phone call and you got to have it delivered, and so it takes a little bit more. It's sort of a niche market, but the ones who do call us and do this seem to have a religious component in why they're doing it. They like the thought that a monk has built this casket.
New Mellery has developed a website for their caskets as their work literally reaches all across the nation. Traveling the countryside, in Piasta, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.